As recently as 10,000 years ago, the Sahara Desert was a lush woodland with swaths of vegetation and abundant lakes. Science tells us that a tilt in the Earth's orbit and human inhabitation accelerated a desertification process that has made it the desert we now know. To counter this, countries across what's known as the Sahel Strip have planted a barrier of trees along the southern border of the Sahara. This flagship project, known as the Great Green Wall, oversees the reforestation of 247 million hectares of degraded land. Along the northern border of the Sahara, however, no such initiative is in the works. Zenith magazine traveled to Jalfa, Biskra, and Adrar provinces to speak to local Algerians about the challenges they face and solutions in the works for desertification. We'll start in Jalfa. The highway leading into Jalfa, 400 kilometers south of Algiers, is flanked with hundreds of makeshift tents. In the summer months of June, July, and August, when the sun reigns supreme, the scorched earth of Jalfa makes it one of the Algerian regions that most visibly bears the brunt of climate change, with temperature hikes and increased desertification. Pastoral routes of the region have declined by approximately 27%, while desertification has increased by 11 or 12%, and there's been a 7% decrease in the cumulative precipitation last year. In addition to unreliable rainfall, vegetation in the region also suffers from mechanized farming practices and overworking of the semi-arid land. Mohamed Dahmoun, a farmer, remembers growing up and helping his father migrate their herd of cows from colder to warmer weathers and vice versa, often traveling thousands of kilometers between Algeria to Morocco and back. However, the shortage of rainfall has degraded the quality of the migration routes. Things like grass and mugwort that once grew plenty along these routes and sustained his cows, it's been years since Mohamed remembers seeing them. Without food like this for his cows along the way, Mohamed and his livestock are restricted in their movements. And anyway, it's not the same anymore, says Mohamed. Even if I wanted to graze elsewhere, the owner of the land will tell you to get off his land. To put things in perspective, the last time he tried a migration like this with his livestock was in 1984. Hundreds of kilometers from Jalfa, things are also no longer the same for the residents of Biskra, who specialize in small-scale date farming. On the northeastern side of the Algerian Sahara, the locals live by the saying, "Give to the date palm and she will return the favor." For centuries, the indigenous populations of the Ziben mountain range have carefully planted and pollinated their precious date palms in proximity to a gathering of oases. More than 100 species of dates sprout from 500,000 trees in Biskra. Date palms are the lifeblood of the region's economy. In 2019, 200,000 tons of dates were shipped out of Algeria, worth $500 million. After the hydrocarbon sector, dates are Algeria's second most profitable commodity, actually. But climate change has increased temperatures and shifted precipitation patterns, meaning the small-scale date farmers of Biskra are having to permanently change the way they grow, cultivate, and harvest their dates. "This garden is heaven for me," says Khalid, a working-class fellah, or farmhand, who lives and works on a wealthy family's palm grove near Biskra's airport. "When I wake up in the morning, I drink my coffee and have some cake, and then I'm with my friends," he points to the date palms. For Khalid and tens of thousands like him, life revolves around the date palms and its many uses. You can make coffee from the roasted pits. You can dry out the date palm trunks or leaves and make furniture or woven baskets. And of course, there are the dates of the date palm itself. Khalid has been in this world since he was a young boy, when his father used to pull him out of school to help knot the date stalks. Now, nearing the age of retirement, Khalid has seen a dramatic change in his trade. "When I was growing up, there was heavy rainfall in the winter, and sometimes it even rained in the summer," he tells us. "The land absorbed water and the wadis were full. Farmers used the share of water that they needed and properly irrigated their gardens, which bore high-quality fruit." But the lack of rainfall over the years now means fewer date palms and less fruit. Rising temperatures mean the fruit may burn and dry out. In fact, 2019 was the hottest year since 1981. And yet, although Biskra is the door to the world's largest desert, it also sits on the largest freshwater reservoir in the world. The Albian Aquifer is almost twice the size of France, and 70% of it is in southeastern Algeria. Consequently, many date producers make use of this water in light of the rainfall shortages, and they drill local wells in their garden down to it. Often they need to bore hundreds of meters into the ground to draw in the reservoir's 50 billion cubic meters of hot water. But an aquifer, of course, means it's a limited water resource. And so governments from Algeria to Libya to Tunisia have signed agreements regulating the depletion of the reservoir. As a result, many local farmers can't draw on the aquifer as much as they'd like to sustain their plants. If we go deeper into the Sahara Desert to the province of Adrar, the effect of climate change escalates further. It's not at all uncommon for temperatures to exceed 50 degrees Celsius during the summer. Local meteorologists call it a triangle of fire. Spread out over 500,000 kilometers in the southwestern corner of the Algerian Sahara, it's one of the hottest regions in the world. Temperatures are so extreme that legend has it in Adrar that a number of crows have been seen committing suicide. Zoologists around the world are yet to determine if the birds are capable of voluntarily taking their own lives, but eyewitnesses account for seeing them torpedo straight into the ground. Preliminary theories chalk the phenomenon up to dehydration, or perhaps the crows are fooled by a mirage. Either way, it's proof that summer months in Adrar are difficult for any living creature to bear. Climatologists say the effects of climate change exacerbate already difficult living conditions. We have recorded temperatures of around 49 degrees Celsius during the summer months since the 1940s, but that was very infrequent, perhaps 1 or 2 days a month, says the Algerian National Institute of Agronomic Research. But in recent years, it's been happening more and more frequently. Actually, in 2018, a post went viral when a resident of Adrar posted a photo of his thermometer, exhibiting a mind-blowing 65 degrees Celsius. If confirmed, the reading would have set a new world record.